You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. So just how did Governor Whitmer's address go over with Republican leadership? Whitmer had some sharp words in her speech for the road funding dispute with Republicans that drove state government to the brink of a shutdown just months ago. Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield joins us now to talk about next session and last night's speech. Speaker Chatfield, welcome back to Stateside.
April, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
I don't know that the governor exactly handed you an olive branch last night. Did you hear anything that you can work with?
You know, there were several things that I think the governor mentioned last night that we can work with. First was her focus on criminal justice reform. The Michigan House has led over the past several years on several reforms that have moved our state forward that I'm very proud of, and it's a nonpartisan issue that we can work together to ensure that we're not over-criminalizing the citizens in our state, but also ensuring, April, that those that are leaving the system and re-entering our society have the tools they need to be successful. Secondly, she focused on mental health. I've been a strong proponent of that since day one of this term, saying we need to ensure that people across our state in every corner have more access to mental health services to ensure that they're getting the help that they need. Also, her call for civility to ensure that we in Michigan don't become a part of the political dysfunction that has plagued Washington, D.C., and because I believe the people are frustrated by that. So, April, there were several things I think we can work with, but obviously there were several disagreements that I'm going to have with the governor as well.
Governor Whitmer suggested that she is ready to raise $3.5 million in bonds to contribute toward the thorny issue of funding for road repairs. How is Michigan's bonding capacity looking right now? Can the state do that?
Let me take a step back before I answer that question. The governor now has proposed two different proposals to fix our roads. Her first proposal was a 45-cent gas tax on every single driver in our state. And the fact is, no one in the state supported it. She couldn't even get someone from her own party to introduce the bill. We tried to meet her in the middle and say, before we ever talk about raising taxes, governor, let's first ensure that every penny that's paid in taxes at the pump is a penny that goes towards roads. So her 45-cent plan died, and now her second plan is to take out a loan, $3.5 billion loan. But the fact is this, April, we are already paying off loans from two other administrations that go back to Engler and Granholm. So while we do, yes, have the capability to bond, and we do have the capability to take out a loan, it can be done responsibly. But that is a financing tool. It is not a long-term funding proposal. So the governor wants to take out a loan, then come back and raise more taxes. And I've said from day one, we are not going to have a conversation about new taxes. We shouldn't be having a conversation about taking on a loan and passing it on to our children until we direct all tax dollars at the pump towards roads.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that the state's going to have to divert money away from the parts of the budget that the gas taxes are now diverted into? Or are you suggesting that we just need new revenue streams for roads and those other things?
So Michigan taxpayers, every time they fill up at the pump, they pay three taxes at the pump. One of those is the sales tax. The sales tax dollars do not go towards the road. So that is roughly $900 million annually that is siphoned off. People pay at the pump and it does not go towards roads. I would encourage you and others to look at the House budget that we passed last year in 2019. What we did is we directed all the dollars at the pump to go towards roads, and we did so not without cut. We didn't cut education, but that doesn't do it justice. We actually gave education an increase. So we can do this responsibly, April. We can ensure that our roads get fixed, but the first thing shouldn't always be going right back to the pockets of our taxpayers.
So are you saying that gas tax monies that now go toward the school aid fund and revenue sharing, just that those need to be reconsidered and diverted back into roads?
No. See, the sales tax dollars will always go towards the schools and local units of government. But we can determine what we charge sales tax on. Our proposal was eliminate the sales tax at the pump, replace it with a revenue neutral, potentially a gas tax or an excise tax. So you're paying the same amount at the pump, but now all of those dollars go towards roads. And we can't do that. So we can't constitutionally change the sales tax, except it goes to the vote of the people. The legislature doesn't have the authority to do that. But this is a way to send all those dollars at the pump towards the roads. We did it in a way, though, April, that didn't cut revenue sharing and didn't cut education. because we looked at our budget responsibly and we prioritized, because that's what Michigan families are forced to do across the state every single day. And I think our state government needs to do it as well.
We sometimes hear that a true compromise doesn't make anyone truly happy. Are there aspects of road funding that you're willing to be upset about at this point?
Well, I would tell you bonding could be one of those aspects, right? It is a short-term financing tool. But she has admitted that this is not a long-term solution. But let me also share with you a little other frustration from many of us on the Republican side of the aisle from what we heard from the governor last night. In last year's budget, we gave an additional $400 million in one-time spending for roads. It fixed bridges, it fixed roads, and it was a record amount of funding that the state has ever seen for roads in last year's budget. The governor vetoed that $400 million in April because she said it wasn't a long-term proposal. She said, I will not sign anything unless it's a long-term solution.
She reiterated that last night, actually. Yeah.
Then why is her next step a short-term bonding plan?
Are you saying that you might get on board for a bond plan if you could get some real movement on how the gas taxes are used?
Well, I would tell you this. Politics, it works that way many times. There's give and take. However, the governor does understand she has the unilateral authority to make some of these bonding decisions without approval of the legislature. It is then incumbent on the legislature to simply make the payments. We're already paying off bonds from two administrations. We can, if done right, have this conversation and do it responsibly, but this is not a long-term funding solution. So I found it hypocritical. I certainly found it to be revisionist history from this governor with how everything broke down last year, because Republicans have been willing 2019 to roll up our sleeves, get to work with this governor and find an actual compromise. But she was 45 cents or bust. So I'm hoping she has a change of heart in 2020.
The last third of the governor's address touched on a lot of issues, including wages for working people, expanding preschool, maternal health, especially for Black women who maybe experience discrepancies in the health system. Arguably, it's an agenda aimed at what happens to women. When we asked the governor about it, she said that women's issues are families' issues. We have just about a minute left. How do you predict that agenda might be received in the legislature?
Well, I told her this morning when I met with her that I look forward to seeing her proposals for doing what she laid out last night. I haven't seen individual bills. Part of what she said about the Affordable Care Act does depend on what happens with the federal government. So a lot of it is still hypothetical at this point, but we're going to do all we can to ensure that people in our state have access to good health care. That's what every single person wants. And I'm going to work with the governor to ensure that we can do that. And I told her I look forward to seeing the details, and we're going to get our teams together, put our heads together and see what proposal she has. And we're always going to work with her on anything and everything that we can agree on. And when we do that, April, we found we've had success. You know, we have divided government in Lansing, but we can't be like Washington. And I'm going to work with her every step of the way because I care more about seeing the state succeed than seeing her fail.
Lee Chatfield, Republican from Levering, represents House District 107, and he is also the Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives. Speaker Chatfield, thanks for your time.
April, thanks a lot. Always a pleasure.